The Seleucid dynasty. Cleopatra Selene the First. Now, this may end up being short, but there's a reason for it. As you have been listening for the last few weeks, this has gotten really complicated as the who has produced whom, who's married to whom, and what the heck is going on and who's controlling what different pieces with all these children, in-laws, and everything else. And Cleopatra Selene is kind of in that same category because she's going to have four husbands. And of course, she comes from the Ptolemies, you know, famous father, renowned ancestry, etc., and so on. So I want to try and go at a pace that's not going to burn your brain completely out. So let's go ahead and get started here. Cleopatra Selene, part one. Now, Selene stands for, as a Greek term, for moon goddess. Cleopatra, the moon goddess, the first. Now, in Egyptian history, she is placed as Cleopatra the fifth. And this may clear up more once I finish the Seleucids. I'm going to go back to Egypt and do the same thing with the Ptolemies to see how that goes. Now, she was born in the period between 135 and 130 BC, and she died in 69 BC. Now, so that puts her period of time from 135 to 69 BC. She is Cleopatra the second Selene, who is monarch of Syria, from 83 to 69 BC. Her father is Ptolemy VIII of Egypt. Her mother is Cleopatra III, Egyptian queen. In 116 BC, at the age of 14 or 19, when Ptolemy IX became the pharaoh over Egypt, his mother, Cleopatra III, forced him to divorce her daughter, Cleopatra IV, as a condition to accepting Ptolemy IX as co-ruler. Cleopatra Selene, her mother's favorite, was chosen to be the new queen consort in 115 BC for her brother, which is not uncommon in Egyptian history. Then in 107 BC, the relationship between Ptolemy IX and his mother deteriorated. Cleopatra III forced Ptolemy out of Egypt, leaving his wife and children behind. In 107 BC, Cleopatra Selene was then married to the new king, her younger brother, Ptolemy X. In 103 BC, Ptolemy IX was fighting in Judea, so Cleopatra III sent Egyptian troops to fight against him. She was afraid that Ptolemy IX and his friend Antiochus IX of Syria would form an alliance, and Ptolemy IX against Ptolemy X, brother versus brother, Antiochus IX versus Antiochus VIII, brother versus brother. Well, Ptolemy X was so horrified by his mother's ruthlessness that he simply ran away. Now, that's according to the historian Justin's work. If you're not confused yet, good, we're making progress. And you're saying, wait a minute, she's not even a Seleucid yet. No, not yet. But I did mention Antiochus IX, so we'll see what happens. Well, Ptolemy X is gone. Well, to prevent the alliance, Cleopatra III decided to marry Cleopatra Selene to Antiochus VIII. That is to bring him to her side. So she married one brother, and she married a second brother, and now she's marrying the ally of the second of one of the brothers. But she is at least in the Seleucid dynasty at this point. Cleopatra Selene was then divorced from Ptolemy X and sent to Syria. What happened to Ptolemy X will be covered when I do a series on the Ptolemaic dynasty, which will commence, as I said, once we finish the Seleucids. Back to the Cleopatra Selene soap opera. Details of Cleopatra Selene and Antiochus VIII are not clear, but at least no children were produced to torture us with trying to keep track of their genealogy. Bad for them, good for us. In 96 BC, Heracleion of Berdia one of Antiochus VIII's generals, assassinated the king and tried to take the Seleucid throne himself, but failed. Cleopatra Selene at the time was in Antioch, which is the Seleucid capital. Cleopatra Selene held out in Antioch, but ultimately had to marry husband number 4, Antiochus IX, in 95 BC. So you remember the two brothers had been fighting each other, so she married one and then ends up marrying the other. Now, the city was taken by force, and Cleopatra Selene may have had the gates open, for that matter, to allow her new husband to come in. Cleopatra Selene had little reason to trust the 5 children of her previous husband by his other wife. That's Antiochus VIII. But you can see that she has kids, but not from him. It's a mess. Now, Cleopatra Selene needed an ally who would help her control the capital. What did Antiochus IX need? Well, he needed a wife. And also, Cleopatra Selene held influence over the city garrison, as well as her late husband's officials. So he's marrying her because she's a political power. Now, it's unlikely that this new marriage to Antiochus IX was well received by Antiochus VIII's sons. The first to act was Seleucid VI, who was well established in Cilicia. Antiochus IX decided to march against his nephew. Unfortunately, Antiochus IX was defeated and killed. So before Seleucus VI was able to take over Antioch, Cleopatra Selene fled. But it is possible that Antiochus IX sent her to Arados for protection before he marched against Seleucid VI. Don't worry, Cleopatra Selene is okay. She has at least one more husband to go. So you can see why we're in that period, and I've mentioned this before, we're in that period where the Seleucid dynasty is descending into just total destruction. And you can see with all of these different children and these different groups and these intermarriages and muddling, what happens is we never get one leader controlling the whole thing or whatever is left of the Seleucid dynasty. And even when there is agreement, you may have 4 brothers who divide the territory up in the 4 different sections, and then they will war against each other, further devastating the territory. So it's getting pretty brutal at this point. Now, the sources for this: the House of Seleucus by Bevan, the Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.